Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Liu, Seth Geist, John McTavish. How you guys doing?
Doing oh, well. You know.
It's hot. It's real hot. It's crazy real hot.
Crazy hot. What's that? Have you ever seen Good Morning Vietnam? When he's like,
yeah.
So hot, you can fry an egg and your pants hot, something like that.
All right. So today we are talking about the Protocol Cybercrimes Unit. Scrolls a Toro Extra 6.5x48 comes out of the Lozano factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper is Nicaraguan Rosado Habano. Binder and filler both from Nicaragua. Blended by Hector Alfonso. Price point is $10.50. And the scroll was released in November of 2020. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
So this is kind of tough for me. So I had two cigars, and the two cigars that I had were very different than each other from each other. One was like very raw, punchy, like medium full strength, medium body, like very intense white pepper, a lot of minerals. There's like this charry nuttiness to it. And that white pepper is just like that much more powerful when you retro the cigar. But the other cigar I had was like opposite of that, right? It was super chocolatey, not a lot of minerals, but there's still like a nice earthy background to it, and definitely not as strong as well. So I don't know. I like the second one more, but the write-up that I did was primarily related to the first one. So what I decided to do was I basically rated the first, second, last, third from the first experience, but my overall, I said it was good because I factored in the second cigar smoked. I know it's kind of different. It's kind of a unique scenario, I guess. But yeah.
All right, Seth, how about you?
I had a very similar experience like June, except that if A was your bad experience, I had an A experience. But if B was your good experience, I had an AB experience. It was a medium experience. Maybe we can call that ABBA experience. So you had an A and a B, and I had an ABBA and an A. And that's okay. Where I was. Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's, I had a experience that was June that was bad. It was just mineral and spices, and it was just really powerful. And then the other experience was just, it was earthy. There was some chocolate. There were some mineral spices. Yeah. That's kind of medium body, medium strength. It was a lot softer than I thought it would be for some reason. I don't know if other guys felt that way.
Hi, John, what was your experience like?
Not a word I would use to describe this cigar. Was A the good one or was B the good one? I've lost
B's the good.
B is the good. Bad. B is good.
All right. Well, I definitely got two B's. Both my samples were extremely consistent, and by that I mean, if you don't like pepper, you really shouldn't smoke this cigar, because the first third just started out like one of the most aggressive blasts of white pepper I think I can recall recently. Fortunately, that pepper did kind of scale down, and there was a really nice cocoa that came through, and then that cocoa just continued to build, reaching its peak in the second third. So I really enjoyed the first third and second third. I'd say the second third was my favorite by far. Last third was just kind of minerality, baking spices, wood. It was all right, but nothing to write home about. had burn issues with both cigars, relights, touch-ups. So that's kind of a bit of a drag. But both cigars were exactly the same for draw, about a notch and a half to two notches into the resistance spectrum. So overall, a good cigar, although I've got additional commentary afterwards. Aaron, what was your experience like?
Yeah, I'm going to bring up a picture of the cigar just so we can
nice.
Share that with all the
I love photo time.
Fans out there. So let's see if I can get this out there. And
it's photo type.
We do take some dope photos. Got that day glow green in there.
I like that green, by the way. I really like that green.
The 1980s called.
The green get
your sun ice cream jacket.
It's like your t-shirt color.
It is kind of like my t-shirt.
Yeah.
All right. So I thought the cigar started well. I mean, it really brought me back to some of the other color lines, the core lines of the flavor profile. Like, you know, delivered a good flavor combination, full on body, Just well put together. But kind of after that first third, it kind of just became average. It was kind of musty toasted wood, dry earth and black pepper, and it kind of just didn't do anything to make it special like the first third was showing, where it was a little bit more dynamic. I also had some burn issues. Just seems to be a continuing trend out of Lizona lately. Is just it just the cigars just the burn gets off and then the cigar goes out and things like that. And it's just a bit of a bummer with that. But you know, I had that again with this. Probably my least favorite out of the initial core lines. You know, the blue, red, misconduct, Themis, all those. This is probably my least favorite, but I think it's still ahead of, for me, the Lawman series stuff. You know, it's kind of in that middle range, I guess. You know, if you're a fan of the brand, try it, see what you think. Kind of go from there. I had high hopes after the first third, but it just didn't kind of last. I only smoked one. You guys all smoked two, so maybe I had the bad one and I didn't smoke the good one. So I don't know.
That's what happens, man.
Way up there. So
yeah, but that just shows you how inconsistent this cigar is.
That's yeah, I understood. Yep. So
yeah, you should be able to randomly pick any cigar, and if the brand is consistent, the cigar should perform the same, both in construction and yeah.
Hector always gives Aaron and I the bad ones.
Yep.
Maybe he doesn't like you.
I don't think he does.
No.
All right. So let's get into the scores. We'll start at the top with John at 6.47. June gave it a 5.82. I gave it a 5.70. Seth gave it a 5.40. So John, how'd that 6.47 match up for you?
It matches up well. I'm going to have additional commentary about that afterwards, but no, that matches up to my experience.
All right, June, 5.82.
Yeah, it matched well. Something I didn't mention was I also had burn issues. That first one especially was terrible. It's like tunneling and a couple of full relights. I hate cigars like that because when you start like smoking it, right, it's like you basically have to keep looking at it and keep drawing on it just for the sake of trying to not have it go out, you know, like basically paying attention or burn a little too much. So.
Yep.
Yeah, it matches.
My 5.7 matches as well. It was a above average flavor profile with the bad burn. That's what kind of took it down. Otherwise, it would probably be right around the 6 mark for me. But all right, Seth, 5.40.
Yeah, I mean, that seems, you know, when I first wrote this, I thought that seemed a little bit high. But I did always say that this cybercrime unit was better than that of Colonial Pipeline's cybercrime unit. But yeah, I was really disappointed in it. It had like a solid average flavor profile, that core profile, which stayed throughout, but I just didn't think that there was enough there to make it really a good cigar.
All right. Final thoughts, John?
Well, so I was really confused by sort of where this cigar lands in the portfolio in terms of the flavor performance, because to me, this was like, You know, in The Fly, when he teleports from the one pod to the other, and then obviously he gets mixed in with The Fly. Spoiler alert! I was like, so this is, you know, if Juan had taken the blue and the red and he put it in the transporter, and then it came out, but it wasn't blue and red anymore. It was this fantastic day glow green. That's what I feel like it is, because like, you know, I would get the spice of the blue, but then I would get the chocolate of the red. And it kind of hopped between the two. So I don't understand how that fits within the color series, because it seems to have elements of both, and you would kind of think it would be its own thing. So I was a little kind of puzzled by what
you're more talking is. About, like the marketing aspect of it as compared to the flavor
right.
profile where it lands. Oh, okay.
Well, and in a large part, the flavor profile, because, you know, like normally within a brand, you'd go, you know, you'd have your Connecticut line, which they have the Themis. You'd have your kind of medium body line, which it feels like, you know, they're red. And then you have your full body, which is your blue. So you got gold, red, blue. Where does the green land on that chart? Mm-hmm. Like, is it supposed to be more full bodied than the blue? Is it supposed to be between the blue and the red? So that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm, you know, as a, I guess the resident protocol fanboy, come on, can you? I don't know where it fits. Right. Like, I don't
get it. I could have sworn when I saw some show, when I saw Primetime and Kevin and Juan came out, I thought they said the cybercrime was going to be Nika Broadleaf. No. Apparently, wow. I was mistaken.
That's one of the Lawmans.
I thought they make series. Something. Was it one of the Lawmans?
Yeah.
It is one of the Lawmans. Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, No, I hear what you're saying, John. I don't really know. Because, like, if you're going to go core line, doing something like, you know, broadleaf makes sense, right? Like,
well, yeah. I mean, like, go broadleaf, go Sumatra, like, go in a completely different direction than the other three, I would think. But I am not a blender and I am not a brand owner. So what do I know?
Speaking of blending, I'm a little disappointed in Hector.
I don't think they're really thinking that far ahead, John.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
I think you probably thought more into the color scheme than they have.
I do lay awake at night sometimes thinking, does Cabarcano think about me as much as I think about them? And the answer is probably not. Probably no, not.
Definitely not. Yeah, I like a lot of Hector's blends, but I mean, who knows, right? This is probably one of those where it's not his kind of niche of wheelhouse of cigars, but in general, I feel like protocol stuff has not been as good as like the first, what they did, Blue, Probable Cause, and Themis, right? Like those
they
three.
They also have Official Misconduct, which is in this right. kind of, in this
The
realm.
First three was those three that I said, I think.
Yeah.
So like past those three, I kind of feel like others has been kind of not as enjoyable for me. Right. So, yeah.
I would agree with that.
Well, I'm sure that the collective protocol, I don't know what the fanboy's name would be. Protocol heads? Yeah, they have to have a cool name anyways. I'm sure they will be. What's that?
Protoklians.
Protoklians? That seems so complicated. What? anyways, I'm sure they'll enjoy this cigar.
All right, if you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. We'll also check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.
Oh my God, it's so hot.